Welcome to episode 402 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Jesus' longest and most famous sermon has come to be known as the Sermon on the Mount, the most complete account of which can be found in Matthew chapters 5 to 7. Matthew 7 verses 28 to 29 concludes that sermon with the following statement: "When Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were amazed at his teaching, because he taught as one who had authority and not as their teachers of the law." The people were amazed at his teaching. Why?
Today's top 10 list.
10 reasons to be amazed by the teaching and principles Jesus shared in the Sermon on the Mount.
Number 1.
Jesus offered hope for the lowly. At the beginning of the sermon, the master reached out and grabbed the hearts of the people around him. He was surrounded by everyday fishermen, people who were sick and hurting, and those hungry for something more than this world can offer. He reached out and spoke to the meek, the poor in spirit, those hungering for righteousness, and called them blessed. He knew anyone following him would, like himself, face rejection. He reminded them that they will be blessed if people insult and persecute them because of him, just as the prophets before them, since their reward in heaven will be great.
Number 2.
Jesus challenged us to be different. To make a difference in the world, believers need to be different. Jesus calls believers the salt of the earth. Being careful not to lose our saltiness is a call to our everyday living. Lukewarm faith is equivalent to a bland meal. In the same vein, we are to be lights of Christ, not hidden or ashamed of our differences, but boldly standing for all to see the good works he does through us for his glory.
Number 3.
Jesus reaffirmed the guidelines for abundant living. Jesus makes it clear that he came not to abolish the law, but to fulfill it. Matthew 5 verse 18 underscores this fact: "For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth disappear, not the smallest letter nor the least stroke of a pen will by any means disappear from the law until everything is accomplished." Jesus' teaching may have seemed radical to the listening disciples, but he wasn't reinventing the proverbial wheel. They were missing so much of the complete picture, it was hard for them to wrap their minds around what the Lord was saying. They were used to religion and all the rules that they had learned to follow their entire lives in order to be counted worthy of God. Now Jesus was adding the rest of the story, and it may have seemed too good to be true.
Number 4.
Jesus revealed the importance of the heart. For his listeners, to commit murder or adultery or to steal were physical acts. But in the sermon we learn that not only are the physical acts forbidden, but Jesus teaches his listeners that the acts of the heart, mind, and eye are just as sinful. It's here that the secret sins, things we think are innocent that no one would know, are uncovered and all are held accountable. The condition of the heart and soul is more important than outward appearance, including the appearances of sanctified living.
Number 5.
Jesus called us to love hard and love well. Matthew 5 verse 39, "But I tell you, do not resist an evil person. If anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to them the other cheek also." What a lesson there. If someone mistreats you, instead of wanting revenge or running away in anger, we are to love, be available to them, forgive them. Matthew 5 verse 46 emphasizes the importance of loving the unlovable. If you love those who love you, what reward will you get? Little did his listeners know that in time, Jesus himself would be the ultimate example of loving enemies, taking the slap, and loving us sinners who can never repay such a sacrifice. Remember what he said while he was on the very cross: "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." What is his request of us? Love others. Pray for them. Strive to be as our Father in heaven is. It's the least we can do.
Number 6.
Jesus encouraged us to sacrifice in secret. So much of what we do now is documented somewhere, whether it's on a blog, a text message, an Instagram story, a TikTok video, or a Facebook post. None of that was conceivable when Jesus spoke these words, but we could argue that they are more relevant now than ever. Matthew 6, verse 1. Be careful not to practice your righteousness in front of others to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. If you think that if you don't post it, it won't really matter, remember this from Matthew 6, verse 6. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. Yes, you will sacrifice. Yes, you will serve. Yes, you will do things that might even qualify as being sanctified, but do them in secret.
Number 7.
Jesus asked us to reflect on where our treasure lies. Matthew 6, verse 20. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moths and vermin do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. Where do you focus your energy? In relationships, acknowledgement, raises, certificates, new homes? Our hearts can be easily swayed. Focus your heart's joy on heaven, and you will begin recognizing heaven here on earth.
Number 8.
Jesus directed us to let go of worry. In the sermon, Jesus is not telling us there won't be hard times or hardships. As he says in Matthew 6, verse 34, each day has enough trouble of its own. He knew that hard times would come, but worrying about what if, what might, or what could in our minds will not change anything about it. Anxiety over things we cannot control or out of our reach makes no sense. God takes care of his children just as he takes care of his creation. If we lack something, we have no need of it today. Jesus commands his followers to focus on trust in God in a moment-by-moment way. We shouldn't try to solve all of our problems for all time, all at once. Let God provide what is needed day by day.
Number 9.
Jesus challenged us to see the log in our own eyes. It's amazing how big someone else's flaws can look to us, and yet we just don't see ourselves exemplifying the same behavior or choosing not to. Do you judge people's motives, their hearts, their actions, or their looks? Would you like someone to do the same to you? Matthew 7, verse 2, for in the same way you judge others, you will be judged, and with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. We are all guilty of this. But constantly remembering to love the other person and letting God be the ultimate judge will save us a lot of hypocrisy and painful eye doctor visits.
Number 10.
The sermon revealed Jesus' authority. Jesus spoke with an authority that the people had not previously witnessed. He stated clearly, even bluntly, what was true and what was false. He called out truth and falsehood, and even Israel's religious leaders themselves. He didn't build his arguments on the basis of other people or rely on their reputations. He spoke as one with first-hand, personal, absolute knowledge of the truth. Jesus spoke with authority because all authority, even declaring who will or will not enter the kingdom of heaven, belongs to him. Indeed, Jesus spoke as one having authority. And indeed, people were amazed and continue to be amazed by his teaching. But being amazed is not enough. If we do not follow the precepts and principles, the teaching is in vain. Father, thank you for the remarkable Sermon on the Mount and all the truth and wisdom contained therein. Help us to both study and obey the amazing teachings of Jesus. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.